Just a brief thought this evening before we open the scriptures. I have had to learn to live with Ramon. Some of you got it and some of you didn't get it. Never had another man in my life. But I got a kidney that was a male kidney. Just a word about our youth camp and what we're trying to get done. We've been in summer camps now for 37 years. And God has blessed in a marvelous way. We have approximately 16 and a half acres. All of our buildings are paid for. We owe no man anything other than the Lord. And this summer, we registered, I believe it was 413 in five different camps. Now, that's not a large number, but we don't have really the facilities to be able to house many more people than that. But we had 22 people that made profession of faith. I would like to say that they were converted, but we don't use that word converted anymore. We use profession of faith. But we thank the Lord for the privilege of being able to serve the Lord in Spain and see Him work. There's a verse of scripture I would like to read to you for just a few moments tonight. In the book of Isaiah, chapter number 28, beginning in verse number 9, it says, "Whom shall he teach knowledge? And whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast." Verse number 10, "For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, a little and there a little." Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, we trust that you will use your word to bless our hearts tonight for these few moments together. We thank you for Pastor Carter and for the church and for all the things that you're doing for them. And we continue to trust you, Lord, from day to day for our daily needs. We ask that if it's your good pleasure, you would bless them here as they labor in the States. We would ask, dear Lord, that you would provide safety for us as we turn to Spain at the end of October. We thank you now again for these things. In Jesus' name we ask it. Amen. I was checking in the dictionary on the word precept. And precept is an interesting word. I remember very well.